So, tell me, what good is it if you're not enslaved to a man, but you're subjected to your own passions? After all, people often know how to show mercy, but these internal masters are never satisfied with your downfall. Are you a slave to a man? Well, your master is also your servant in managing your meals, taking care of your health and looking after your shoes and everything else. You don't fear as much about offending your master as he fears whether any of those necessities might be lacking for you. But he sits while you stand. So what? The same can be said of you and him. Often when you're lying down and sleeping soundly, he isn't just standing, but is facing countless troubles in the marketplace, and he stays awake more anxiously than you.